bike.
Microphone's working. There we go. First of all, wow. I don't know about anybody else, but I was immensely impressed by the achievements of these countries through BBP. There is nothing more vital or precious to all of us in our health and economic development than water. And just taking a couple of snapshots, you know, from Armenia, 2004, water supply duration 4 to 6 hours, going to 19 to 23 in 11 years. The water improvements in water, I mean, well done, guys. I mean, fantastic achievement there. In China, I think that presentation was unbelievable. What was achieved, the scale of it, delivering so much to so many people. And I'm glad you mentioned something which people don't. You mentioned profit. You mentioned profit for the private sector in achieving that.
We don't use that word, but...
No. I am using it because as a financier, you know, it's important that clients make profit because it protects our debt. But the interesting point is the profit was combined with low cost to the consumer and value for money. And that's the bit I wanted everybody to hear. It's what I took out of that discussion. That there's nothing wrong in involving the private sector, providing it takes a reasonable amount of profit and provides value for money and efficiency for the consumer. And the scale of what was being achieved is a result of the incentives that are there for everybody to work together for a common end. In Portugal, I picked up on the replicability of the scheme of MAFRA throughout the country and how it's revolutionized what's happening in Portugal. The quality of clean water, the quality of waste. And then, of course, that was then replicated again in the Russian experience. And I think we've got a very good, and if you read the presentation from Russia, they've done a very good match-up against what the project achieved against the SDGs. So, first of all, I think all of these guys need to be congratulated. Now again, looking at it from a financing point of view, we look at what projects would you want to support as a financer? What should we be encouraging the multilaterals to support? And this is where we were talking earlier this morning about the role of SDGs. And all of these projects have shown tremendous success in meeting important SDGs. And the SDGs can be used to formulate outputs and enable project prioritization. And particularly when the outputs are so stunning as what has been achieved in these projects. And the concept of value for money and public service is, to me, they go hand in hand. But that's why, you know, I can tell you honestly, if you said to any private party, you're doing it all for the greater good and you won't make any money, you're going to get very few takers. So it's about reasonable profit for the private sector and to get the private sector to buy in to the SDGs and also the bigger ambitions to improve quality of life as well. And I think that I can honestly say I have the easiest task in as a discussant on this, because if I was a financier looking at all of these projects with their aims and ambitions, first of all, at the outset, I'd probably be so skeptical that they'd actually achieve it, I'd be wondering whether I should be lending money. But joking aside, the framework, the positivity, and what has been achieved here shows the benefit of public and private sector working together with common aims which have incentives to perform and disincentive when standards aren't met. And that's an essence of the delivery model. So with that, because Tony's showing me a note, I'll shut up and leave it to you guys to ask questions to people who I think have done a fantastic job.